Just this week, a researcher looking for a substitute antibiotic found a 1,000-year-old recipe for eye balm, no doubt one of Merlin the Magician's potions passed down witch to witch. The formula for this consisted of garlic and herbals and bile from the belly of a cow. I think eye of newt was optional. The whole concoction was aged in a brass or copper vessel for exactly 9 days, full moon or not. Our intrepid researcher followed directions precisely and at the end of 9 days applied the ointment to petri dishes of various strains of disease-causing bacteria. To her surprise, the stuff killed MRSA, the staph infection nothing we have in our medical arsenal can touch. Killed it 90% dead. If we can keep from adding it to chicken and livestock feed or prescribing it to every patient with a runny nose or a mild headache, maybe we can stop MRSA for a few years until it develops immunity to fermented cow bile. Down here on the pharma-centric South End, our labs will soon be scouring medieval manuscripts, Egyptian hieroglyphs, shamans' diaries, sorcerers' journals, and Sumerian tablets for the lost cures of our less advanced civilizations. Jimmy the Pestle is working out in his detached garage with puddle water growing strains of fungus gathered from his clogged gutters. He claims it kills lots of things, but nothing like SARS or Ebola. His cat nearly died drinking some nasty vetch with floating fungus, but that didn't stop his neighbor's wife Sarah from ordering up the recipe in hopes it would, in small but regular doses, cure her husband Hal's erectile dysfunction if she added it discreetly to his coffee every morning. Why not? If our scientists have to resort to alchemy and the potions of wizards back in King Arthur's time, what do we got to lose? Bubble, bubble, boil in trouble. Put a fire under the iron kettle and start stirring in nettles and the saliva of wild rabbits. Let it age a few days. Take notes and give it to the neighbors for their ills. Every night on the Boomer News, the pharmacies are offering their own remedies for everything from twitchy toe syndrome to roving eye disorder. Then they spend a minute or two warning us of the side effects. Everything from psychotic episodes to jaundice to, well, death. If ever the cure was worse than the disease, half of these are. Let's face it, Jimmy the Pestle's potions couldn't be half as bad. Plus, with a little blind faith, the placebo effect should cure most of what ails us. I know Sarah thinks so, judging by her smile lately, and, well, that's good enough for me. The rest of you, go ahead and consult a physician or your local sorcerer.